Shatnan Mishnah on Nimtza al Gabe Prudim. If the sheretz was found on Prudim, right, on particles. So now the way the Kart explains it over here, he's gone according to one interpretation, which I can't understand. Can't understand what he's trying to say. That other book over there, that what do you call the Art Scroll book, brings a different interpretation, which I think is much easier. And it's as follows. He says, "Huna gabe kabeitza." If the sheretz is touching a kabeitza, tame, then it is impure. And what's impure is that kabeitza, right? Just the kabeitza will be impure, but it won't transfer the impurity beyond that, as the next clause of the Mishnah explains. Prudim al gabe prudim. Conglomerates, what does he call it here? Like aggregates on top of other aggregates, pieces together. Afal pishin agaba kabeitza, even though it's touching a kabeitza, the sheretz, ein tama ele makom maga, only the place where it touches will be impure. So whatever's touching the sheretz is considered impure. If those pieces touching the sheretz can combine into a kabeitza amount, they'll transmit impurity to the next, like, pieces in the conglomerate, which will become a shayni. But that won't transmit any further. So only the top, like, conglomerate that the sheretz is touching will become impure because of that, but it won't go further than that into the next conglomerate and the next conglomerate. And apparently how they used to arrive at this was they used to have one pile of olives that were all stuck together, and they only used to, like, stick something in them to break them up into these conglomerates before they used to take them off to the mill where they used to press it to get the oil out. So that's how you arrive in the situation. That's what he explains in the other book. Not like he explains, but okay. Nimtza ben kosel azaisim, if the sheretz is found between the wall and the olives, tower, then the olives are still pure. We don't assume that the sheretz touched them. Nimtza begag hama'atan tower, if the sheretz was found on the roof, the vat is pure. We don't assume that the sheretz was found in the vat and then taken up to the roof, right? We assume it's found where it's found. Nimtza b'ma'atan, but if the sheretz was found in the vat, then agag tame, whatever olives are on the roof are impure. Because we assume that the sheretz was there, the olives touched it in the vat, then the olives were taken up to the roof to dry or whatever, and so they touched it in the vat. So they would now be assumed to be impure. Nimtza saruf al zaisim. This is a nice one for George. If the sheretz was found burnt up. Now, if it's burnt up, right, it's pure. But it's found burnt up the carcass on top of the olives. So then, v'chein matlis muhua. Or similarly, if it's a tattered piece of cloth, it's completely, like, shredded. So it's also not considered a cloth anymore. Then shekol hatumos, so then tohera, the whole, it's pure, the olives are pure. Shekol hatumos kshas mitzasen, because the impurities are determined as the time they found. A burnt up sheretz and a tattered cloth, they're not considered, it's nothing anymore, right? It can't transmit impurity anymore. But we don't assume it, like, got there and then got burnt. We assume it was burnt first and then got there. So in this case, the olives would remain pure.